This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer. The race is on to replace Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker. Representative Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan are both moving to take over as Speaker, but another government shutdown may be looming in the shadows. My Marketplace colleague David Brancaccio spoke with Ian Bremmer, founder and president of the political risk consultancy Eurasia Group, about this congressional mess.
The political theater here is fascinating, but, you know, if you're running an organization that wants to understand the world because you're making big money decisions, given a headless House of Representatives, I mean, how are we supposed to understand this thing? For instance, Ian, chances for a government shutdown in November, higher or lower, do you think?
They've just gone way up. And if what people were most concerned about over the last couple of weeks was, can you keep Ukraine funded and can the U.S. maintain that policy? That has just been kicked down the priority list because people are worried about, are you going to have a government shutdown and will you be forced to do a 1% contraction of spend across the board? That has impact on every American in a way that Ukraine feels a heck of a lot farther away.
Right. So if the people in Ukraine are searching for money and other resources for a new spring counteroffensive, you know, next year sometime, this now seems more remote given the turmoil in Washington.
Absolutely. This was a horrible week for President Zelensky in Ukraine. His ability to ensure that he will have the continued support to even maintain present level of military operations, never mind a potential second counteroffensive, those all now look like a pipe dream. And remember, this is coming from the U.S. President Biden, who has said, as long as it takes, whatever it takes, we're there. That lasted a matter of months. The Americans are no longer in a position to provide that. And of course, the U.S. is providing the overwhelming share of military support.
I mean, this is partially answering the next question. Ian, chances for Congress to get anything else done for the rest of the year?
We don't yet know what the rules are for an acting speaker in terms of what they can and they can't actually rule on. We will find out on the basis of the rules making inside the House as they go on. But certainly the ability to continue to get significant funding support, anything the House puts together, anything that can pass the House that the speaker would put forward would be dead on arrival in the Senate. So you're looking at a showdown between the two houses. And again, you're looking at the most important geopolitical issue that the United States has taken a leadership role on. The Ukrainians left in the lurch. The Europeans extremely concerned about the future of the transatlantic alliance.
Ian Bremmer, founder of the political risk consultancy Eurasia Group. Thank you very much.
Great talking to you.